This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for the opening market discussion. Joe, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
We got a small turnaround so far on this Tuesday, but it could be short-lived. That's the way these have gone, where you don't have much in the way of upside motivation at this point of the year. It's already been closing out positions, adjusting for the end of the year. It'll be fast forward a few days. The end of the week, Friday, will be our first full day of the new year, 2026, that could see capital returning to markets, the reallocation of portfolios based on what's been up and what's went down. But for now, it's like, let's just hunker down. Some traders still home for the holidays here, so lighter volumes. That's in part probably what went into the Monday trade, that you had lighter volumes snowball into something bigger, like for the metals, gold and silver down very sharply, mind you, from all-time highs. And now they're back quite a bit higher this morning. But that was something, too, that we observed as a pressure on the rest of the commodity space. And it did turn into something where it just kind of keeps slipping. For the soybeans, we have the news of some flash sales for beans sold to China. There's rumors of more beans sold as well that we could see the confirmation of throughout the rest of this short holiday week, but it definitely is holiday mode and a mostly quiet trading affair.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Tune in to Ag Matters PM, your daily dose of crucial information affecting Iowa's farmers, producers, and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every evening, our dedicated broadcast team brings you the latest news straight from the field and from our rural communities. From market updates to expert insights, we cover it all with a down-to-earth perspective that truly captures the essence of the heartland. New episodes are posted every day of the work week to the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network YouTube channel and our website at iowaagnet.com.
March corn down a quarter cent at 442 even. January soybeans up a penny at 1050 and a half. January soybean meal down $1.80 at 297. January soybean oil up 23 cents at 4901. Chicago wheat up one and a quarter at 514 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat down a penny at 578. Kansas City hard red wheat down a quarter cent at 527. March oats down 3 cents at 302 and a quarter. On the Merck, February live cattle up 10 cents at 229.08. January feeder cattle up 60 cents at 347.60. February lean hogs up 40 cents at 84.88. February pork cutout unchanged at 93.75. Class 3 milk up 10 cents at 15.34. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.